Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Wilmington, North Carolina, it's time for Wilmington Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello, and welcome back to Wilmington Business Radio. This is Ann Revell-Petcher, your host, and with my producer, Kirsten Kalski. Hello, Kirsten.
Hello.
Nice to hear you on the other end of the producer's desk there.
Doesn't happen often.
Not often enough, if you ask me. I want to give a quick shout out before we get started today to Alzheimer's North Carolina. We are helping to sponsor their 5K walk, which is on June 7th. And as part of that, Nine Restaurant and Lounge, right down the street at 9 South Front Street, is helping us raise money for Alzheimer's North Carolina by allowing me to be their guest bartender on Wednesday, June 4th from 5 to 9 p.m. Come on into the Nine Lounge, and I will make your cocktail. And all tips go directly to Alzheimer's North Carolina, and all the money for Alzheimer's North Carolina stays right here in the Cape Fear area, helping families who have family members with Alzheimer's. So Kirsten's been really helpful with us. Thanks, Kirsten.
No problem. And if anyone gets a chance to get down there, I promise you she knows her stuff. She won't disappoint.
It's great fun. Okay, on to our great show for today. We have a really, what a fun day in Wilmington for technology companies. This is a great day. We have had a day full of tours of technology companies and getting to know the things they're doing here, all thanks to the fact that North Carolina Technology Association is doing their tech tour across the state. And so we're going to talk to NCTA in just a minute. I want to say hello first to our guest, Tricia Callahan, who's here from Coastal Carolina IT Consulting. Hello, Tricia.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
We're going to come back and talk to Tricia about her brand new company and what it's all about and why it's so unique. But first, we're going to chat for a while with Brooks Rayford, who is the president and CEO of the North Carolina Technology Association. Hey, Brooks.
Hey there. Hey, Ann.
That's NCTA, for those of you who don't know otherwise, and I'm sure I'll never say North Carolina Technology Association or NCTA again on this show. So,
well, every group's got its acronyms, and we have ours. So.
You certainly do. Hey, thanks for coming down to Wilmington.
Sure.
It's really important for everyone here to know that the North Carolina Technology Association has recognized Wilmington as an important place for you to be and for us to have access to you.
Great. Well, we're happy to be here, and I'm a native North Carolinian, so I feel like I'm home.
Yeah, down to the beach, huh?
Yes.
It's a good excuse.
It is.
You guys don't get a chance to go out to the beach today,
unfortunately. No, today I got all the heat and none of the waves.
Well, so tell everybody what NCTA is.
Sure. So North Carolina Technology Association, and that's the last time I'm going to say all that, too. NCTA is the state's technology industry association. We've been around about 21 years now. And we represent companies, organizations, and institutions of all types and sizes that either use technology to do what they do, which is everyone, or are themselves tech companies. And that really represents a little over half of our membership right there. So we're a broad membership organization that is statewide in nature, and we have members everywhere, including right here in Wilmington.
Yeah. I hope to see that number growing.
Me too.
So the... I hate to like put you under the math microscope here, but you have 700 member companies. About how many people might that mean? How many, if everybody who was a member or could be called a member showed up at an event, where would we have to have it?
Probably a couple of stadiums combined.
Yeah.
We have, as you said, 700 members. To us, a member is a company or an organization. And the 700 members we have employ over 100,000 North Carolinians.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah.
So you're really touching a whole lot of lives.
We do.
So you have some initiatives right now. Obviously, we're back in session. Our legislature's back in session right now in North Carolina. And there's a bunch of talk going on that has to do with technology. What kinds of things are you working on?
Well, one of the key functions of any industry group like ours is to engage in public policy advocacy. So we certainly do that, mainly at the state level. The legislature is back in session. They've been there a couple of weeks now. There are two bills in particular that we are focused on at the moment. One is a bill that actually was introduced and passed last year in the House, and that is to allow easier access to crowdfunding in North Carolina.
Is there a limitation to that right now?
Yes, it's usually considered a federal issue, but if you are going to raise funds within a state for a project in that state, you can engage in crowdfunding within your state without having the same limitations on income and so forth that the investors normally have
to meet. Okay.
So it's an important bill. It passed 100-something to 1 in the House last year.
I'm sure you won't tell us who said no.
I'm not.
I figured you probably wouldn't.
I don't think they were from Wilmington.
Okay, good. That's what we wanted to hear.
The Senate did not get a chance to take up the bill in time before adjournment. So that bill is eligible for consideration in the Senate this year. And they're only in town for a few weeks, so it should be quick. We think it'll pass.
Okay.
The other bill is one on patent troll reform or patent abuse reform. We have been spearheading an effort to introduce legislation that makes it more difficult for companies, particularly small and medium-sized companies, to be sued or bullied into settling with really bad faith actors out there who will sue for patent infringement when there really is none, but it's sometimes cheaper to settle than to fight. So this bill helps make it harder for bad actors to do that.
Oh, I see. Okay,
and it has passed 2 committees this past week unanimously in the House, and it will be on the House floor for a vote, if not today, then shortly, and we expect it to pass this year.
Wow, that's great. Fabulous.
Yeah.
So you're actually going to have a tech day while you're at the legislature, is that correct?
We are. So every year, at some point in the early days of the legislature, we go down to the legislative building. We have exhibits from our members all throughout the legislative lobbies and courtyards. Really, we want members of the legislature and their staffs to see the vibrancy and breadth of the tech sector in North Carolina.
Great. So anyone who's a member, then?
Any company that's a member can do it. There's almost a very nominal fee to do it. We just cover our cost to be there. This is not a fundraiser for us, nor is it a business development opportunity for the companies. It's really an exposure and advocacy opportunity. And we have a breakfast to which we invite the entire legislature, and usually over half of them come. So it's very good exposure. Yeah.
Wow. And what goes out at the breakfast?
This is really, it's very informal. We do it at the legislature. It's private for them and our members. Mm-hmm. And I tell them a little bit about what our priorities are for the year and give them a little bit of a flavor of our demographics as an association, just so they know how impactful our sector is.
That's a really important benefit, I would think, of being a member, is the ability to go and do that and be represented and say, you know, take a look. We are really a big number of people, and it's not just the number of people, but it's the impact that we have on income and taxation and all the fundraising activities for the state. So,
well, I don't know about you, Ann, but I'm guessing that Business Radio X doesn't have its own in-house lobbyist.
Kirsten,
unless that's
one of your
So most of our members are small. Small and medium size. They don't have the resources to lobby on their own or even pay attention to all the issues that may affect them.
Absolutely.
So that's one goal of any industry association, is that we're your arm for that.
And there's an event coming up on this patent troll legislation. Is that correct?
There is. On June the 16th at the Research Triangle Park headquarters building, we have Attorney General Roy Cooper of North Carolina. We have a House member who's actually introducing this bill on patent reform. Mm-hmm. We have a venture funding partner and several other experts who, and the chief legal officer of SAS, which is a company that, as you might expect, is interested in this topic, on a panel, and it's filling up fast. I had a note as I walked in here just now. We're over half full, and we just advertised it.
Oh my goodness.
We're excited about that.
Wow. That's important then. You know, one of the things that you do a lot of is work on the knowledge workforce. Mm-hmm. We are really pushing for enhanced knowledge workforce activities here in Wilmington. We're really starting to see a lot more people, as we saw today at Castle Branch. Mm-hmm. All over the place, we're finding people that need to hire well-educated people. What kinds of things does NCTA do to help impact that?
Well, one thing we can do, like any association would, is to put a spotlight on the issue. And so we certainly do that through some of our programming, some of our advocacy work, and so on. There's really a two-track problem or challenge with talent. One is you want to make sure the pipeline is full.
Right.
So that you're generating the graduates that you need to fill positions that will be demanded in the future. But as many listeners may know, a lot of the demand is right now. What do we do with positions we need to fill today or yesterday?
Sure.
And so a lot of North Carolina's strength in certain regions like Wilmington is attracting people here.
Right.
We want to be seen as hospitable to the talented, smart, savvy workforce.
Yes, we do.
So I think tax policy, regulatory policy, frankly, some social policies and others all paint a picture and either advertise North Carolina as a place, sort of a beacon of where to go or a place you want to steer clear of. And so our job is to help make North Carolina be that beacon.
And you also have, I guess, events that are specifically targeted at the workforce. Is that correct?
We do. We've done everything from programmatic activities mm-hmm. where we've feature HR leaders, staffing mm-hmm. agencies, tech leaders, and so on, talking about how they use technology to source their candidates, secure them, develop them, and keep them.
Okay.
And then we also will do traditional job fairs, although with a virtual twist, so that before, during, and after that job fair that's an event, mm-hmm. There still is, through our various media, a way for companies to connect with qualified candidates. And we've had great success with companies finding lots of great candidates, many of whom get and are employed through the activities that we put on.
Talk about that just a little bit more. I am in a wonderful position of having a son about to graduate from college, and he would love to, you know, have an opportunity to be in North Carolina in a mm-hmm. position. And when people aren't physically here yet, but they're mm-hmm. looking for positions, you talked about, you know, the before, during, and after.
Yes.
How does that play? What literally happens before and after?
So if there's an event coming up on a given date, say a couple months away, it might be a traditional job fair at a location with exhibit booths from these companies.
Sure.
Kind of the thing you're used to. But prior to that, these companies post their jobs on our job board, which
okay.
is on our website at nctechnology.org. They also, there's a Twitter campaign and a social media campaign around those jobs.
Hmm.
So the companies and their positions are socialized that
wow.
way, leading up to the event. Then following the event, same thing happens. You mentioned a great example. Your son may not be able to come from another state
right.
on a given day.
Mm-hmm.
Or frankly, some people may not be interested in showing up at a job fair for various reasons.
They may have a job at the moment.
They may have a job or they're just awkward about it, not
mm-hmm.
certain about
sure.
it, uncomfortable. So we really try to take that element out and make sure that qualified candidates can connect with companies that have needs in whatever way makes sense for both parties. And it's really worked well.
Great. We get emails as members from Mark Montoro about once a month or once a quarter about the jobs update.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
so
yes.
Tell us about that.
We contract with a firm that measures openings in technology and engineering. So there's a 24-month tracking of average daily job openings in North Carolina in technology and also by skill set. So this report is released to our members first every month
mm-hmm.
and then to the media. The media generally gives it good play. And it's a snapshot. It's very easy to read. It's a quick snapshot of where the jobs are, what the jobs are, and what the trend lines are in increases or decreases in availability.
Is it looking good?
It has been up 4 months in a row, dipping at the end of last year. So first quarter tends to see an uptick, just
yeah.
as fourth quarter tends to see a slowdown.
Yep.
We saw that same pattern.
We've sure seen a lot of uptick here in Wilmington. We've seen a lot of job growth here. So, yeah, it's glad to hear it statewide.
Can I tell you quickly while we're in Wilmington?
Would you do that?
I would love to. I mentioned our website a moment ago, but there's another website I want to mention, nctechtour.com. We launched last year in our 20th year as a celebration of our anniversary, a statewide tour. We started in the mountains, worked our way east, and finished in Wilmington, as a matter of fact, in the fall of 2013. And the goal was to really highlight the vibrancy and breadth of our member companies throughout the state. So we visited them, and we brought along employees of our member companies to take tours and sort of hear what interesting things were going on around the state. It was so popular that we decided to continue that as an ongoing offering. So instead of in a concentrated period of time, we will go to a region of the state for a day, stop in on three or four of our member companies who've agreed to have us, and show us around, show us what neat things they're doing. You and I were just a little while ago at National Speed here
in
Wilmington.
Isn't that cool?
Very cool.
What a cool, cool company.
And the cleanest car shop I've ever seen.
Ever.
Before that, we were at Castle Branch and seeing their new Tech Mountain project,
mm-hmm.
which is an incubator space here in Wilmington. We were at Next Glass, which is an award-winning company.
We were there yesterday. How cool is
yes,
that?
Yes, very neat place. And then here, of course, with Wilmington Business Radio X today. And then we're hosting tonight a reception at the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship from 5:30 to 7:00. So if you're listening to this live and want to come, it's open and free to anyone in the Wilmington community, we'd welcome you to come. It's at 801 South College Road.
Great.
There will be dozens and dozens and dozens of creative and talented people there having good wine and beer and appetizers.
Thanks to Next Glass.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly. One of the things we didn't get to talk about yet that I just want to touch on before we wrap this up is the events that you do that really help connect executives in our industry. I think it's so important for us to develop the relationships with people. That's how we keep our industry going and growing and helping other people grow their businesses. So tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. We use the term executive engagement. We feel like it's very important for an association like ours to provide ways for people to connect. That can be in person at events. So we have large conferences and small lunch forums and so forth throughout the year that are easy to get to and get out of quickly in some cases if you're in a hurry. Other times we need to make things available virtually. Not everybody is available on a given day at a given location.
Right.
So we want them to be able to connect that way. So we have a blend of virtual networks and groups, interest groups, et cetera, that we connect virtually, events that are virtual, and events that are in person, and it really seems to satisfy the breadth of interest in how to engage with each other. We have some closed network groups so that it's a carefully curated group of members. You kind of know who's there. It's a safe, you know, family environment for the Encita family, and that's very valuable to our members. And so because we are an open membership organization, we have executives, CEOs, et cetera, all the way down to the newest junior employee at companies
and
of
interns,
all types and sizes,
sure,
and
absolutely.
Interns, absolutely. So it's a great way to really connect with people across the board.
And you have your golf tournament coming up this summer?
Yeah, that's a great one to end on. So the next big thing is every summer we have a leadership retreat and golf tournament. They're technically separate events, but they're back-to-back.
Mm-hmm.
So the 31st of July, which is a Thursday, is the golf tournament. And that evening, our annual leadership retreat begins and continues through the next day, lunchtime on Friday. This is at the Grandover Resort in Greensboro, centrally located, easy to get to. And it's really about the state of the industry in North Carolina. So we talk about where things are, what's hot, where are the trends leading. We often talk about talent. In fact, this year, one of the panels will be HR leaders and CEOs talking about new sources of finding talent and ways they're doing that. So mark it down on your calendar.
All right. That's great. And so, again, just as we're wrapping up your section, tell us the URL again for Encita.
Sure. You can find us online at nctechnology.org, and you can follow our tour throughout the year at nctechtour.com.
And I believe Twitter is actually NCTA, if I'm not.
At NCTA, correct.
Yeah, that's very cool. All right. Thank you, Brooks.
Thank you.
I'm going to scoot over here and talk to Tricia for a minute. Hey, Tricia, thanks for being so patient.
You're welcome. Thank you.
It's so great to have you here. You know, I have to tell you, listeners, Coastal Carolina IT Consulting is a pretty new firm. And we here at Business Radio X have a very special place in our hearts for entrepreneurs. And I have a special place in my heart for people from Seattle. When Tricia and I met downtown, we met at Nine Restaurant, actually. And she said, oh, it's like being home in Seattle.
Very true.
It's so great to have you in Wilmington.
Thank you for being here. Thank you.
And so tell us a little bit about Coastal Carolina IT Consulting.
So basically, my company is 3 weeks old.
Congratulations.
So I'm very new. And I'm really excited to open up this business in Wilmington. I think that there's definitely a need for small to mid-sized companies to who don't have necessarily the resources to hire a dedicated IT resource, IT function.
Executive level especially.
Exactly. And so my company will basically come in and fill that void, fill that niche for small to mid-sized companies in the Wilmington area.
Kind of like a rent-a-CIO kind of thing?
Exactly. In fact, that's one of my services that I'm very excited about. I call it the virtual CIO service.
Uh-huh.
And basically, it's a way of allowing these smaller or to mid-sized companies to get that higher level expertise from an IT resource to take their business to the next level, to increase their productivity, to make their through training to make their employees more productive, and I'm really excited to offer this to the community.
Cool. Now, being in Wilmington, you're going to probably end up serving a lot of small to mid-sized companies.
Mm-hmm.
What kinds of services do you think that you'll be offering? I mean, I know you've already been working with a number of them here. Mm-hmm. What kinds of things have you done, and where do you see your biggest impact?
I see there's four core services that I plan on doing right off the bat. Okay. I want to do project services, and I have been doing project services with a couple clients already.
And what would that mean? What would project services entail?
So what project services entails is basically upgrades, development projects. Everybody has technology and tools.
Okay.
And a lot of small to medium companies think that once you buy that tool, that's it. They don't realize that you have to upgrade it. You have to, you know, have a plan of action for it. And a lot of times people also purchase these technologies that provide short-term solutions, but they don't meet their long-term goals.
Right.
So I want to come in and actually do that IT strategy and help them with that so that they can, the business leaders can make the empowered decision to for their companies to take them to the next level.
How do you think that a business owner would know that he needs your service or she needs your service?
That's a really good question. I think a lot of people don't fully understand technology, and they feel very intimidated by it. And if you don't have a dedicated IT team, and your specialization is in another area of your business, and you're dealing with vendors, IT vendors and technical vendors, and they're talking to you, and you don't really understand what they need, but you're like, okay, I guess that's what I need. And so you end up with these software solutions that don't work for you, and you're not properly trained.
Right.
And
they could work for you if you knew how to use them
appropriately. And I've seen that as well, where we have tools in place, but there's a lack of training and a lack of documentation. And so that's where my services will come in. I'll basically be able to provide them an assessment of their systems, their applications, their environment, and provide them recommendations on how to improve it, where their vulnerabilities are, where they need to upgrade systems, where systems may not be the proper tool for them, where they need to actually come in and look at other tools. That's actually one of my clients right now. They have a product, and they had hired me to actually upgrade the system for them. And I had a specific budget to upgrade the system. And with that budget, I started looking at the system and doing the business requirements and talking to everybody. And then I realized this isn't the system for their long-term needs and where they end up, they plan on going as a company. Mm-hmm. And so I talked to them, well, you know, with this budget, we could actually get a better system that meets your needs long-term and short-term. And so we're now in the process of doing that implementation and moving forward with that.
So they're seeing what the differences they're seeing. Is it in time savings? Is it in financial? Is it money savings?
I think it's all of those things. I think that with the training, one of the services I provide is training services. And with that, training services provides cost savings with employee retention, increased employee productivity. And also increased customer employee satisfaction. I think that training provides benefits for the entire organization.
Great. And well, so I kind of cut you off a minute ago. You were starting to tell me your four areas. We got project, we've got training. Mm-hmm. What were the other two areas?
So there's project services, there's training services, the virtual CIO services where I was talking a little bit about where I can come in. A lot of the smaller to mid-sized companies, they can't afford to have a high-level executive on their team full-time. So my company, Coastal Carolina IT Consulting, would come in, and I would basically provide that high-level analysis for their company and help them to make those critical decisions and empower them to make the decisions on the IT side of things to help their businesses thrive, increase productivity, those type of things. So that's another one of the services that I'm very excited about. Also, I will be providing some package services, which are consultation services. So I can come in to a company, an organization, and talk a little bit about IT strategy and see where they are and do the business requirements and really look at their system and see what's the best plan long term so that their business can grow and thrive. Another one would be we've got IT strategy, environmental assessment consultation, where I would basically come in and look at their environment. I went into one client, and they were consistently being kicked off of their computers. They had so much downtime. I mean, I'm talking an hour here.
Wow.
One day, fortunately, it was on a Saturday, was 4 hours downtime. And so
because of their service provider, or
Exactly. And there was some technical issues that were going on. And so they brought me in to correct that. And within 3 months, that was eliminated.
Okay.
They didn't have these environment issues anymore. So I can come in and do that and figure out where the vulnerabilities are.
Yeah.
Take a look at their systems and their environment from that perspective. I also, one of the consultations for the package services is coming in and taking a look at their systems. Like when I was hired to do the, one of the upgrades, and I really analyzed it and realized, well, this tool isn't really the best tool for your company's needs.
Yeah.
And so that's the type of services I would provide. And lastly, something that I'm really excited about doing in the Wilmington area is providing a small company startup consultation.
Oh, cool.
And I actually have a new client who has a small company just starting out.
They don't
have
you.
They don't have exactly. They don't have the IT background.
Absolutely.
They're in the health and wellness industry.
Okay.
They do not know what tools. From a simple scheduling, like where a tool to actually an online appointment scheduling software tool.
Cool.
So there's a lot of those tools out there, and they don't know how to do that analysis. And so I did the basic business requirements and talked to them a little bit about that, what their needs were, and then I contacted 9 different vendors and made a recommendation to this individual.
Perfect.
And it's interesting because this was actually this client's initial what they were leaning towards, and what I provided them was assurance that they were making the right decision.
Excellent. Well, you have a really interesting background yourself. The position you had before you actually moved here mm-hmm. is one that I think everybody would be interested in hearing about. Tell us a little bit about that.
I had the honor and privilege to work at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation out in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked there for over 8 years.
Wow.
And it was and still is just one of the most amazing companies out there. And I just loved being a part of it. And I was actually a part of it from the very beginning.
Wow.
We started out in 1999. And it was interesting to see it come together. There was, I think, 60 employees when I started. And now there's well over 1,000.
That's great.
And,
they do such a world of good.
They do.
I'm sure
they
that
do.
They rely heavily on technology.
Oh, yes. Our IT team, when we first began, was a team of 9,
mm-hmm.
and we wore multiple hats. So that's one of the things that enables me to excel in this position as an IT consultant, because I've done testing, I've done development, I've done project management, I've done business analysis.
And that's what really differentiates you.
Exactly.
From
exactly.
A lot of people in the market.
So
you're probably also not coming to your clients necessarily trying to sell something specific.
No.
So that differentiates you from many other consultants as
exactly.
well.
Exactly.
That's great.
Exactly.
What's your vision for the future? Where's this company going to go?
You know what? When I think about that question, that's a very good question. I envision Coastal Carolina IT Consulting being the premier company for IT consulting services in the Wilmington area. And I think that as the economy continues to grow and the growth of all these small to mid-sized companies continue to increase
mm-hmm.
here in Wilmington, I really see there being a need to fill this IT function and help these small to mid-sized companies get to higher level.
Sure.
And
how do you find those? How do you find those companies?
That's a very good question.
and why we exist. But
I think it's a lot of networking, talking to people like you, reading a lot of the magazines, reading the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
One of my clients now is a local fundraising company. It's actually a national fundraising company that does amazing work. They are a company called Brax Fundraising, and they do wonderful things, not only for the community. They were involved in the Miracle League. But just word of mouth and networking.
It's all who you know, right?
It is.
I think that's partially where Encita comes in, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's half of what you do is help mm-hmm. connect people to people.
It sure is. I was just thinking about, as you described, the growth of your business and the hoped-for growth of your business, your target clients, and so forth. Really, the profile of an association like ours is often opposite of what a lot of people assume. I think a lot of us assume that chambers of commerce or industry groups are predominantly large companies. Of the 700 companies we have, 75% of them are small
mm-hmm.
and medium. Like us. In our case, we define that as fewer than 50 North Carolina employees. But the vast majority are really small, as mm-hmm. in 1 to 5, 6 to 10, et cetera. So one of the things I'm curious about, Tricia, is when you move into an area, as you have, that's a new area for you and a new business to boot, what do you look for from, you have limited bandwidth and limited resources yourself, but great potential and great need for connectivity. What do you look for from an association or a business group that you decide to invest your time and resources in?
I look for, that's a very good question. I look for, networking ability, the ability to network with other people in my industry. I look for companies that maybe are in need of my services. I look for a company that an association that provides the seminars, training, keep me up to date on what's going on in the industry, what's going on with my competition, things like that. That's what I'm looking for.
Well, a lot of what we've done over the last few years, and Anne, you've sort of seen this as an active participant with us for a few years, is really driven our programming when we do have events to be geared toward having speakers or panels who are users of technology,
right,
talking about what their pain points are,
exactly,
or what they're doing that are best practices, where they are using technology creatively, et cetera. And for companies like yours to hear that from what would be a potential customer base of yours has to be valuable. We hear that a lot back from our audience. They want to hear what are people doing well, what are their challenges, and that triggers for you ways in which you could help them solve their problem, or learnings for you on how others are solving their problems. So we've really seen a lot of good feedback from that.
That's great. That's great. The one thing that I'd like to add to this conversation is that what I'd like to see is that even though we are a smaller town and we are a smaller community and we are excited about this group and we have small to mid-sized businesses, doesn't mean we can't operate at the same level and have the same set of skilled people and have the same qualifications.
Absolutely.
And that's one of the things that I'm very excited about, that even though they're not large corporations necessarily here, we can still take them to the next level and we can provide them those skills and those resources that they need to continue to grow and to grow the area.
Right. And we have all the tools here in Wilmington,
correct,
to help Wilmington-based companies grow and become a sizable force.
Correct.
Absolutely.
Correct.
Well, this has really been a great show. Tricia, why don't you tell us how people can get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me. I'm on LinkedIn, and I have a website, coastalcarolinaitconsulting.com.
All right, let's repeat that. It's coastalcarolinaitconsulting.com.
Correct.
Okay, that's great. I want to thank everybody for listening today, and I want to thank Brooks for coming on down to Wilmington.
Thank you.
And see everybody over at the CIE in just a couple short hours, and hopefully see everybody next Wednesday and 9 Restaurant and Lounge, where you can come on in and get a drink from me and tip hearty for Alzheimer's North Carolina. Oh, and one other announcement before I go off the air. Our sister radio station in Raleigh will be happy to be hosting a new NCTA show come the end of June.
That's right. It's called NC Tech Talk, and it will be monthly live, and we'll be archiving those stories, interviewing a lot of our members, and trying to highlight the tech sector across the state.
Excellent. Great. I'm glad to have you aboard.
Thanks.
And for Wilmington Business Radio, this is Anne Ravel-Petcher. Until next time.